B-Pod Studios.
Video games.
Yes, you can!
Comic books.
Nothing is impossible.
Sci-fi.
Just
anime.
Do it!
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
What are you waiting for?
This is Nerd Radio.
Make your dreams come true!
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, where we get your podcast as part of the B-Pod Studios Network and all over your social media and YouTube at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean. I am joined by Mr. Alpec.
In studio.
And we are joined technically in studio. I mean, if you watch us on Twitch, you can see him.
But I'm on camera for sure. You can see that hunky face right there staring back at you through those awesome, very cool, hip shades.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, joining us via the internet for this week is Mr. James Campbell. James, first of all, happy birthday. I know your birthday was this past weekend.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And
yeah, started 38 with a little poison ivy.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to say. Whoever got you poison ivy for your birthday, I'm guessing they're off the list.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I never really had a list to begin with, so... But, yeah, if somebody did give me poison ivy, how dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, you're off to a rough start for this next year, James. Jeez.
Yeah, I started with a gum infection. I found out I had a gum infection at the dentist the day before my birthday, which I guess isn't a big deal. But when the hygienist is, like, talking to you and, like, oh, boy. Oh, yeah, I see. There's a pocket back there. Because I've been having some issues, like, with my teeth hurting. So when I went in for a cleaning, I tell him, like, oh, I'm having some issues, but I thought my sensitive toothpaste was going to fix it. And when she freaks out, she's like, oh, boy, I think you got bone loss and you got necrotic tissue.
Oh, my
so
God.
I'm like freaking out like, oh, my God, you're going to have to pull my tooth. But this is what is happening? And so I'm like, well, what do I do? She's like, oh, we'll give you a prescription for a mouthwash. It's no big deal. Well, lady, necrotic tissue, bone loss. It's fixed with a mouthwash?
Yeah. Here's some Listerine.
That's like when I got my...
Yeah, give me a damn heart attack.
That's like when I got my appendix out, and they were afterwards, they were like, yeah, there was some gangrene on the tip of it, but you're fine now. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, how does gangrene get on there? Like,
right?
I was just like, the lady's just like saying all these words that are terrifying.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you just we'll give you a prescription for some mouthwash. Which is exactly what a gal said, like, Listerine times 1,000.
Right.
Well, I will say that all of my gangrene is inside of my body where it belongs and will kill me one day.
Well, let's keep it that way.
You think medical professionals, that like, that has to be kind of a, like, pick-me-up in the middle of the day? Because they have to know that when they're like, oh, that any normal person goes, what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like they point at something on your body and go, what is that? Like, you're supposed to know!
You went to school for this!
Yeah, you're the medical professional. I am here and paying you my hard-earned money. Yeah. Tell me that.
Yeah.
I'm the one that should be asking questions. What is that?
Right. Like, I went to broadcast school, and I can tell you the proper word to pronounce W.
There's a student loan attached to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I paid money for someone to tell me there's an L and W.
Sometimes I'll do it wrong just on purpose, just so I hope that one of my somebody that taught me is listening, and they're like, damn it, that's not how I taught you to do that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that you don't have to say www when you do a website address.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Jesus.
That was a bunch.
Well, that concludes James' medical chart for this week on Nerd Radio.
So how's
it? Tune in next week when I get my hemorrhoids looked at.
Oh, no. It is turning into old man radio over here.
Yep.
So how's it?
I've got plenty of gloves at home, James. I'll bring them in for next week's show.
Oh, good. Dr. L's on the job.
You got some cream and you're clearing up the poison ivy. How's it looking?
It's not as puffy, but like we discussed earlier, 10% of my body, like, I look like a walking version of Gorbachev's birthmark. Like, that's what I look like. Gorbachev's forehead. If you were to describe me in one thing with my shirt off, you'd say Gorbachev's forehead. I still got a few, like, little blisters that are, like, oozing whatever the poisonous oil or whatever that causes all the rash.
This is how I wanted to start the show.
But I got a steroid shot in the ass yesterday. I'm on some steroids that everybody says is going to make me have mood swings like the Incredible Hulk. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to how many controllers and how many household items are going to get broken
over the duration
of these next 6 days.
It could be a rough couple of streams.
I could give Clayface a run for his money in the Batman universe. I could be Calamine Man. And I'm going to take on Clayface. Or we can join forces and take over Gotham and screw Batman.
Right. You guys get
literally and or figuratively screw Batman.
Well, I was just thinking more figuratively.
Is it screw Batman or screw Batman?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, the one that's not doesn't have any sexual implication.
Yes,
right. Okay. Well, thank you guys as always.
I've seen his dong. We already know what he's packing.
Right, there you go. Right, yeah.
Thank you guys as always for joining us on the Twitch stream on Wednesday afternoons over in the Checkpoint XP studios as we record the show that will go up on Friday morning. Al, where can people find us outside of the Motor City?
Well, in Boston, you'll find us at rock929rocks.com and now for a couple of weeks down in Fort Myers, Florida on 96krock.com.
It's only for a couple of weeks. They're giving us a trial run.
Oh, no, no. Just for a couple of weeks at this point up to the now.
No. Oh, okay.
We're there as long as I don't screw up.
Right.
I think we'll be available on that website. But, of course, WRF.com, which you may have already said,
right.
Here in Detroit.
They did that down in was it Tampa, you said?
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. They're like, look.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the cities. We finally got them to figure out Boston. And now
I have to remember Fort Myers.
Been derailed.
Lyattville, right?
He's going to have every city in Florida known to man except the correct one.
Right. And he's going to come at us with Pepsi Cola soon.
Pensacola.
Oh, Pepsi Cola. Pensacola. I get it.
The joke was so bad, I had to explain it.
Yep. Now I get it.
Thanks for the pity laugh, James. Florida.
All right. Well, we thank you no matter where you're listening to the Nerd Radio podcast, and especially I see TM Leafs already in the chats joining us on the chat in Checkpoint XP Studios as we record live. So let's get to the nerd stuff because that's what I'm assuming what everyone is here for. This weekend would have been San Diego Comic-Con. So they did San Diego Comic-Con at Home, which was a series of YouTube videos that were essentially panels that you would go and attend at San Diego Comic-Con. Now, it wasn't as big a deal. You may be wondering, why didn't I hear anything about San Diego Comic-Con this weekend? Because a lot of the people who would announce major things at San Diego pulled out as soon as they said, well, we're not doing a live convention. DC Comics and Warner Brothers are doing their own convention in August, which is where they're going to show us the Wonder Woman movie trailer and Suicide Squad 2 and all that stuff. Marvel and Disney didn't announce anything this weekend, so I would have to assume they're planning to do something else. But there were a couple of things that went on during the San Diego Comic-Con weekend that I took in over YouTube, one of which was a panel for the Bill and Ted movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, and a whole bunch of the other people that are going to be part of the movie, including the writer and the director. And they played like the full trailer, and that was super cool. I can't wait to see that. But the thing that I wanted to bring up is
real quick before you move on past Bill and Ted, I thought this was interesting. It actually came up on the morning show today. Did you know that originally Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter were cast in the opposite roles?
I did not.
Yeah, that came up. Dave did it for one of his Knowledge Nuggets this morning. Apparently they were cast in the other role, and they were actually filming the movie and realized, you know what? You'd make a better Bill and you'd make a better Ted. So they switched filming the movie.
Which is funny because if you know Bill and Ted, there's not a lot of difference between the two of them.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, how could they tell the difference between the two? Unless one would look more like the mom and one would look more like the dad.
Yeah.
For the parents. It's the only thing I could see the difference being.
Now I'm picturing them in the other's clothing. And Alex Winter is significantly shorter than Keanu Reeves, so it looks really silly on him.
Right.
Like he's wearing a belly shirt.
Yeah. But since you brought up Bill and Ted, and I just found that out today, I thought I'd pass that on.
Well, you sparked a memory in my brain. The thing that I took away from that panel is that the writer and the director used to do improvisation, and Bill and Ted were characters that they did improv.
Oh, okay.
And then they wrote the movie and got the thing and whatever like that. They were actually doing the characters in line at a McDonald's before on the first day of a set, and the people they were in line behind, and they were talking about, I don't know who they're going to get to be Bill and Ted when, you know, these are our characters. We created them. We're so good at them. Like, obviously, we have to cast actors, but I don't know who we're going to get. The people in front of them in line were Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves.
No way.
Overhearing them talking about, I don't know who's going to do Bill and Ted as good as we do Bill and Ted.
No way.
But the thing I wanted to bring up is on Thursday/Friday, they did a panel for New Mutants. And they had all the actors, and they had the director, and they showed the first 5 minutes of the movie. So I've seen the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, while
it'll never be released.
No, while the credits were rolling, I had tears streaming down my face. I was like, it's happening. It's really happening.
Yeah, well.
Were the tears because you knew you weren't going to see anything of the movie after those 5 minutes ever again?
No, it was because I was so excited that it was going on. But that was super cool. And all that stuff is actually available on YouTube. I'll try and I'll put an article on our website for Nerd Radio so you can you guys can check that out because that was really cool. They also did a panel about the Constantine movie that Keanu Reeves was in. I guess it's the 15-year anniversary of it.
15 years?
Yeah, that movie came out. But they talked about that for about a half hour. Oh, and my favorite TV show, What We Do in the Shadows, they had a panel that was kind of fun.
That's cool.
And speaking of What We Do in the Shadows, this week is Emmy week, where they announce the TV shows that win all the big awards for the year. And What We Do in the Shadows is one of the ones taking eight awards, or nominated.
Yes, nominations,
For eight awards. But The Watchmen show picked up 26 Emmy nominations. And The Mandalorian has 15.
Which is kind of cool that The Mandalorian is up there. It seems like a lot of streaming shows are cleaning up the nominations this year.
Yeah, and you tend to wonder if it does that have anything to do with COVID and the world we live in now? Because more streaming shows are...
I don't think so, because if you think about it, we're just now kind of getting to the point where I think a lot of shows had finished filming, so it's like the fall schedule is going to suffer.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the last season of television had pretty much been in the can and was able to be released.
Right.
So I don't necessarily think COVID would have had an impact on the shows nominated for Emmys yet.
Do you think it would have an impact if they based any of the nominations on, how many hours?
That could be.
Right.
Or how much has been consumed by viewers? Do they take that into consideration in terms of what does the panel think is deserving of these Emmys? Or is it all based strictly on, the production and the writing and all that kind of stuff.
It is an interesting point there, James, because if it is based on that, I think a lot of people have that that binging mindset these days. Even stuff that's on currently,
right?
I could get AMC and watch Better Call Saul week to week, or just wait till it shows up on Netflix and watch it in one go. I know there's definitely people like that.
That leads to an interesting thing. Do you think shows that while they're coming out don't get Emmy nominations may in the future get them because suddenly people are discovering it?
I don't know if they'd qualify or not.
Breaking Bad is 7 or 8 years old, but a bunch of people watched it this year and found out that, man.
Well, you know what? I feel like they don't qualify, but at the same time, we're seeing Jurassic Park was a number one movie in theaters again.
That's true.
Empire Strikes Back was number one in theaters again, so you never know.
Yeah. I don't know if we've had this conversation because I've had it with a couple of different people, but I feel like... Because we've all been quarantined and we're all social distancing and everything like that. Even here in the studios, Al Beck is 6 feet away from me.
That's right.
Just to make sure. I came over there to make sure the computer
was
set up. That's
because I didn't shower today, though.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I came over there to make sure the computer was set up and you backed away like I was holding a knife or something.
That was more, I didn't want to be over your shoulder.
Ah.
And I brought my laptop up here to continue work while you and James worked out our situation.
Sure. But do you think we're going to hit a point, especially with Hollywood, where we've got movies and television shows, well, specifically movies that are being held over for an entire year in some cases. Do you think we're going to hit a point where there's just no new movies because they haven't been able to film anything?
I mean, we've already gone through a drought because the theaters were closed.
Yeah.
So I think some of the movies that were in the can are going to get released, of course, but maybe they'll trickle them out.
Right.
Whereas you may have gotten a huge list every weekend.
Sure.
You may only get a movie or two, and studios will probably spread out their titles.
A little bit how they did the comics over the summer here, where the first couple of weeks there were only a couple of titles, but now we're kind of getting back to, 10 or 20 books a week.
Yeah.
All right. It's something I've thought of a couple of times. It's like, man, I'm waiting for this movie and this movie and this movie, and then nothing. Because they haven't filmed anything.
Well, you got 5 minutes of New Mutants, so you can stop your bitching.
I did, and it was glorious. It was glorious. Let me confirm with you that I did not go back and watch that 5 minutes more than once. I saw it the one time, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to see anymore. I don't want to ruin anymore.
Yeah,
but, man, that was great.
Yeah, well, that's at the time of recording this podcast. By the time it drops on Friday morning, you'll have seen it seven times.
I'll have watched it a couple more times. You're probably right, because now you've put that in my head.
Those overnights can get boring sometimes. Oh, I guess it's nights now.
Yeah, right.
Nights can get boring here.
Well, while we're talking about TV shows, before we move on to more stuff on Nerd Radio, I actually binge watch a show, which is weird for me.
Okay.
Because I'll typically like to watch one or two episodes and then kind of, you know, ration it out over a week or two. But this past weekend, I sat down with Amy, and I think I told you about it when I saw the first episode. There's a show on Amazon Prime called Upload. It stars Stephen Amell's little brother. I believe his name's Robbie Amell.
Okay.
And it takes place. It's put together by Greg Daniels, who's done a bunch of...
The Office. He Americanized The Office. Yep. He was involved in King of the Hill.
Right. Done a bunch of sitcoms.
I think he was involved in Parks and Rec. I mean, that guy's a huge name.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it,
we got his fingers in everything.
It's about Robbie Amell plays a tech startup guy who dies. It's supposed to take place a little bit in the future. So mm-hmm. It's like a sitcom and Black Mirror put together.
Yeah.
So he gets killed in an automated car crash and is uploaded to this server where people, when they die or when they're on death's door, you can upload your loved ones to the server that's almost like a retirement home that has everything digitally that you could ever want. And you can go and visit them or their consciousness via computers and VR suits and stuff like that. And it's a real fun show.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be sitcom-y, but when you get near the end of the show, it gets real dark.
I will say, I think that's a very interesting concept. I do remember you mentioning this before, but I will say, if this was reality, and no offense, James, I do not want to be uploaded to James' computer because that one's bound to crash. That is the luck that James has with computers. Yeah. If we get put into James's computer, we're going to be stuck buffering for the rest of eternity.
Right. TM Leafs in the chat said it's
stuck
his cousin.
In computer purgatory.
Exactly.
TM Leafs said it's Robbie Amell's, James Amell's cousin. So
thank you
very much. Thanks for the correction.
Gotcha.
I appreciate you guys doing the production work for me.
And Stephen Amell, of course, is the Arrow.
Yes.
Plays Oliver Queen in the Arrow.
Right. But it starts off really funny because there are glitches. The AI is all the same actor. Mm-hmm. So you see the same like ginger actor in different roles throughout the show. There's a particular episode where there's a kid that is perpetually 11 years old in the because he had died at that particular age.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And his parents don't want to imagine him growing up. So like he'll call his mom and find out that his brother is like going to prom because it's been 8 or 9 years since he's been there. And he's like, his consciousness is continued to mature, but his body will always be 11 years old.
Interesting.
And there's also this weird thing, like he gets uploaded to this place by his girlfriend, who's kind of clingy and not a great person. And she's in control of, like, she has to put money in for him to be able to afford things in the upload.
Yeah.
And he also has a tech support girl who he actually falls in love with. And that's kind of the office style love story that you see throughout the show. But there's these little Black Mirror like things that like you don't think of anything at first. But then 7 or 8 episodes in, you're like, oh, Jesus, that's awful. Like, what if you didn't want to be uploaded, but your family was like, no, I don't want to live without them. Like, you're stuck. You're now their property. You're not their loved one anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
So, but it is a fun show.
And, too much spam in here.
Yeah, there's that. There's absolutely that. There is an episode, too, where one of the servers go down and they go from looking like the actors to looking like the, what's the Money for Nothing video? With the little square-headed guys.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a good show. I recommend it.
Stop going to porn sites. There's too much.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with some more Nerd Radio. I got a whole bunch of comic book stuff, or I'm sorry, a whole bunch of video game news for you guys. Some good news for you, Al, as far as the Final Fantasy VII remake goes, and some Ryan Reynolds nudes.
Nudes. Right. Boy, James, you picked the wrong day to stay home.
Today of all days, not making
video. Ryan Reynolds nudes, but I can't show them on the Twitch stream.
Yep.
But I said it,
son. Ryan Reynolds nudes day.
Poor James.
It's like a national holiday. All right, we're coming back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The name's Newcomb, Duke Newcomb. You know I've got balls of steel. I wouldn't be saying that unless I was here on Nerd Radio, because they've got balls of steel too. Hail to the Nerd Radio, baby.
All right, welcome back to more Nerd Radio on the podcast page at WRAF.com. Also in Boston,
Rock929Rocks.com, and Fort Myers, 96KRock.com.
You're not even going to let me throw out a Fort Myers.
No, you blew it. You blew it already. You blew it.
And you can find us on Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel on Wednesday afternoons. Where's that, James?
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
James joining us via the internet, but myself and Al Beck in the studio on Checkpoint XP's Twitch stream Wednesday afternoon. Of course, this episode going up on Friday morning. Guys, let's talk about some video games. While San Diego Comic-Con didn't have any real big announcements, I found a whole bunch of video game news this past week. One story that I'll just start things off with, because we talked about it a couple weeks ago. You remember Red Dead Online hasn't had a update in forever and ever.
Yeah, and they had
the
clown protest.
As this as of this recording, they finally got their update. So apparently the clown protest worked. As of July 28th, their next big update came out with a whole bunch of new stuff in there.
I'm almost disappointed in Rockstar, you know? Like,
you're letting the clown protest work?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. First of all, the clown protest did not work because they didn't turn around and update that quickly. Like, it was already in the works.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, it was already coming, but it's like, I feel like if I was running the show at Rockstar, I'd be like, you know what? We're going to make them wait a little bit longer because this is stupid.
I swear, I thought
and they're
you were
still
going.
Using the server.
If you guys are going to be babies about it, then we're just going to hold on to it until, I don't know, September. Also, Square Enix saying over the weekend, somebody officially for Square Enix saying that they are currently in full development for the next part of the Final Fantasy VII remake. They want to get it out as soon as possible.
There's a next part.
There's going to be a part two to the Final Fantasy VII remake. And they want to get it out as quickly as they can.
I didn't realize that. So it doesn't cover the full story from the original?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, this first one only covers...
Because I played it for 15 minutes and stopped.
Right. This part only covers, like, the Midgar part, the city part.
That's it?
That's it.
Holy crap.
Yep. So there's a lot of game, because that's only the first, I don't know, like 10 to 20 hours of the original.
Yeah.
Wow. So I play past the Midgar part when I play Final Fantasy VII.
Yep.
And I didn't play it all that much. So if people have already completed the newly released... remastered one or whatever, and now they've only got that far. There's a lot of games left to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know. I'm glad you told me, though, because I would have gone back and played it and been like, I'm still in Midgar. Like, right? I don't have time for this.
I've been doing this for about 20 hours. When am I out of Midgar?
I remember going to a movie premiere for the Hobbit movies.
Sure.
And I went to the first one. And I didn't know that was going to be split up into three films. I assumed The Hobbit is the shortest book of the four. It's going to be one movie, but no. Right. And I'm sitting there, and I was doing Midnights at the time, and it was a Tuesday night. And I keep looking at the clock because I'm like, holy crap, I got to get out of here. I got to go be on the air. And
they haven't even gotten this far.
Ken was sitting next to me. He's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm going to have to leave. He's like, the movie's got like 10 minutes left. I'm like, how? I know it doesn't end like this. Dude, idiot. It's three movies. This is just the first one.
I love that you were sitting there thinking, this must be like a six-hour movie. I don't have this kind of time.
I know.
Instead, you know what's crazy? I had the same exact experience.
Really?
I was watching it, yes, and I'm like, this doesn't seem like an actual plot point to end a movie on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they did have the sequences or whatever that led to the end of that first one. Okay, it made sense. But then all of a sudden, like, it struck me when the credits started rolling. This is another trilogy. My God.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, like, I had read the book. Like, I haven't read many, but I read The Hobbit, you know, and I knew it wasn't the end of the story. That's why I was like, holy crap. Like, we haven't barely even scratched the surface. We're only a third of the way through the story.
Right.
As it turns out, I was correct about that.
There's absolutely a reason for that. Well, other good news I've got for you. Rocket League is going free to play starting at the end of this summer. They're getting an update later this summer where you can play the game without having to pay the $20 or $30 to get the whole thing. And it's leaving Steam as well and moving to Epic Games, the Epic Games thing. So you'll be able to, I'm not sure, I would imagine if it's going free to play on the PC, then it's probably going to be free to play on the PlayStation and the Switch and all that stuff.
Probably. I've got
it'll be free to play on all the platforms from what I understand.
Yeah, and I've got that PlayStation Now, they're basically their Netflix version, whatever. And that's one of the games I play with my nephew all the time.
Right.
And that's, I have a lot of fun, but he and I just play one-on-one. I'm terrible at that game. I can't go online with it.
Yeah, but like if you went online with it, then you could.
I'm not going online with it, Chuck. Drop it.
You could benefit from him being so good.
No.
Or you could trash talk him about, like,
I'm just going to boost everyone else's stats. That's why they call me the booster.
Just stand in front of the net and play goalie, Al.
Yeah.
Let your nephew.
Let him do all the work.
Right.
You play online.
Can I give you a Rocket League tip?
What do you got?
I don't know if you figured this out, but if you if you hit your booster and you run into somebody at full speed, you'll make them explode.
Yes, that I knew. Yeah.
So when I'm losing, I typically will stop trying to get the ball in the net and just try and make as many people explode as possible.
Yeah,
because I'm a
bad
sport.
I could see that. Now I could see that if you're playing with other people, but when it's one on one with my nephew,
yeah, well then it doesn't work.
It's only me to go get the ball and score, but you know, I could have more fun doing that, I guess.
Right. So yeah, something to think of. See, you could do the online thing.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, there's a game that's on the PC, the Switch, the Xbox One. I believe it's on the PlayStation 4 that just came out this last week called Carrion.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, it's kind of a side-scrolling game, but you play a monster. You play like in John Carpenter's The Thing. This blob of a monster that you have to jump on soldiers and scientists and consume them. And the reason I bring it up is because on the Switch, you've got a line of icons that you can click on for your different games. And a article over on Kotaku revealed that the icon right now for Carrion looks like a butthole.
What?
Can you see this, Al?
I'm playing the butthole game.
Yeah, I can see it does look like it, yeah.
So I'm putting it up on the stream now so all our listeners can see. Yeah, it looks kind of like a... You know,
it looks.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Yeah. What a dirty bunghole!
Wow, it's like a cross between like a blood vessel and a butthole is what it looks like.
Kinda. Yeah. They said it looked like a vagina, but I think it looks a bit more like a monster vagina. But I think it looks more like a butthole.
Yeah. Well, if that is a vagina, it needs to go get tested because it's got too many bumps on it.
Are you kidding? You saw it even as a butthole. That probably needs to be.
That's true. It's
a medical professional needs to check that out.
That's one bumpy beehole.
But as soon as I saw the story, I was like, well, I got to tell James about this. He just got a Switch.
Yeah. And my fiance, my fiancé can come home. What are you playing? Oh, the butthole game.
The butthole game.
Baby.
Yeah.
The monster butthole game, obviously.
Yeah.
Once again, another missed opportunity for James because he would have made a much better butthole game.
Probably. Like I said, man, I just got to find somebody who can develop a game, man.
Right.
Let's talk. I don't got 50 G's to drop on a game, but I can come up with some pretty wild stuff.
Right.
Well, you guys got a new, the Dave and Chuck Arcade.
Yeah.
You guys got a new whole bunch of new games.
Free to download. People can go to the radio station website for more details, but it's, in the App Store,
Dave
Google Play.
DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
Yep.
Six different games, all free to play, and there's actually a contest right now going on for people on the leaderboard can win some Dave and Chuck the Freak prize packs.
Yep.
And there's other opportunities to win some prizes there, too.
Yep, and there's definitely a butt-related game on that one, too.
I was about to say, like, how many of these games did James pitch? It's like, how about this game?
Yeah, and for people who did have the older version of the Dave and Chuck the Freak game,
right,
there is some similar stuff from the old game, but there is also new content as well. So it's free to download. It's not like you got to pay money again. So just, you know, go ahead and check it out.
And it's awesome that you get everything all together. Mm. You don't have to have separate apps for all these games.
Have you played it much, James?
Just been playing a lot of Butt Blast and Dave's Sex Bed.
The names are amazing.
Because the highest score I can get on Butt Blast is 7. And then Dave's Sex Bed, I'm trying to unlock my own character and I can't do it because I keep getting screwed right at the 200 battery mark of busting open the vibrator and things.
Well, you heard it here first that the most James can handle in the Butt Blast is 7.
That's it.
Yep, 7 Butt Blast. That's it. I got to tap out.
were either you guys big in Jet Set Radio? Was a game on the Dreamcast?
No.
And I believe on the PlayStation 2?
I don't think I ever even played a Dreamcast, to be 100% honest with you.
No?
No, I wanted one, but I never even played it.
Yeah. Well, it's not...
Jet Set Radio, wasn't there a game like that that came out on the Xbox 360
I think
Sunset Radio or Sunset Overdrive or something.
Sunset Overdrive was a different game, but Jet Set Radio was kind of this cell shaded game where you played these characters on roller skates and you had to make graffiti on different parts of the board and then trick off. So it was like Tony Hawk with graffiti.
Okay.
But there's a company called Team Reptile who's putting out a game called Bomb Rush Cyberfunk for the PC next year. And it is essentially Jet Set Radio without the license, because Jet Set Radio was a Sega license. And they even got the composer for the original Jet Set Radio that did all the music to be a part of this. So if you're a Jet Set Radio fan, that's some pretty awesome news. I had forgotten the Tony Hawk game is like the first week of September.
Oh, is it?
We are like 4 or 5 weeks away from the new Tony Hawk remake.
That's crazy that's coming up. So this, again, just to add to the list of things that's so weird about 2020 is time both stops completely and speeds by at the exact same moment.
Yeah.
Like each day feels like at least 4, but then you look back and you're like, holy crap, we're towards the end of July already.
Yeah. Is there anything in your life that you're looking forward to?
Well, the end of this podcast for starters.
All right. That's in the immediate future. No, because, I mean, you guys, you know, we've been joking about the New Mutants movie and Bill and Ted, and now I've got a Tony Hawk game to look forward to. Is there anything you guys can think of that you're like, man, I hope I get to see this, or I hope I get to play this?
Things are going, just tomorrow in general would be great to get to tomorrow.
I would just like to be able to go to a restaurant and have dinner and not have to worry about getting sick.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that is definitely something. Personally, the restaurant thing is one thing that I miss, but personally, I miss like just walking around a mall, which you can do now, but it's not.
Yeah.
There's the worry. The worry is always going to be there. So that's a down note. I guess that's the end of the episode.
I didn't even get to Death Watch yet.
No. Here's some stuff. So I got some more gaming news for you guys. There's an article on Vice.com about a collector's journey to gather 380 copies of the original Super Mario Brothers. There's a dude that is just trying to... he's apparently got 342 copies. It's all the same Super Mario Brothers cartridge, and he's trying to get three... I don't know why 380 is the magic number. The same cartridge... collecting things since the 90s, like old computers, VHS tapes. Oh, man, if he's just collecting Super Mario Brothers, he's got to have a basement full of VHS tapes.
Oh, no. Useless.
Sounds like the next contestant on Am I a Hoarder?
Yeah.
The answer is always yes.
I'll bet you anything this creep's got some of those VHS tapes of probably like scrambled porn.
Oh, he has to. Yeah, I don't see in the article, other than the fact that he's got like... He has a picture of a like bookshelf.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's got a picture of a bookshelf here, and the bottom shelf is empty. So I think that's why 380 is the magic number. He just wants to fill the bookshelf with Super Mario's.
That would make sense to me because I wouldn't do this collection, but I could see myself thinking the same way.
Oh yeah, he's a completionist like Al Beck.
Yeah,
the set will not be complete without 380.
Right.
So
I won't
silly.
Stop until my arteries are completely clogged. Bring me another pizza.
More butter.
Did you say Arby's?
Yeah, they've got the meats.
Said in the article, the most he's paid for a single game is $625 for a copy of a game called Little Samson that was on the NES.
Okay.
I wonder if he's going to do some kind of like Jackass style stunt with them when he's got the whole thing filled, like take a video on the, because you know I said a couple of weeks ago, like I remember when you get a copy of Super Mario Bros. For $1,
right,
at Funko Land, like once you've got
Funko Land,
once you got 380 of them, then you just I don't know, set the whole thing on fire,
right?
Take a video of it, stick it on your Instagram.
Oh my god, what have I done?
What you got to do is you got to put them in a giant question mark box and blow it up with dynamite.
Ah, see, that's a great idea.
Perfect.
He does have a picture on his Instagram where he took a bunch of them and like made a Mario from the original Super Mario Brothers, like the shape of a Mario.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Huh.
All right, so there's a game right now called Super Hot. I believe it's a VR game.
Yes, it is. My nephew likes that one.
Okay, yeah. Super Hot Mind Control Delete. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the ending of the game requires you to leave the game on for about 2 hours to see the end. like the way the game ends is like a computer crashing, and then it has like the this DOS screen comes up and it has to recover, and it takes it roughly, if I remember correctly, about 2 hours to recover the game. And apparently, when the game first came out, it was longer. They've patched it down to about 120 minutes.
What?
Because of how the game works, because you're supposed to be in a VR, you're supposed to be in a computer of some sort.
Yeah.
They made the ending of the game this computer crashing, and then this DOS screen pops up and says it has to recover.
But why?
Well, according to the people that made the game, they said they did it initially so that you could leave it running overnight and have a fresh mind to see the results in the morning. You wouldn't be coming down off the adrenaline high of playing this VR shooting game.
So you could walk away, and it's not like you got to sit there, and if 2 hours goes by, you miss it?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Let me read the article a little bit here more.
That just shows how out of touch with the real world these video game developers are. That is the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know who's never going to see the end of that game? Me. Why? Because you expect me to be able to play a game at night, go to bed, and have time just in the morning, get back to it, and see how it ends? Get real, man. That's how real life works. Even if you're in a computer VR, I'll never see the ending of that game. I know I'm so upset about it. It could be the steroids I'm on.
So they said the according to this article, the quote was, the arbitrary amount they shipped with was 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
They wanted you to sleep on the game after you'd finished it and then wake up in the morning and see the ending after having, you know, to think about the game you played and then see the ending. But they've knocked it down to 2 hours. They said when they were developing it, they started with 24 hours. They were like, okay, you finish the game and then you come back a day later and check it out.
I don't like that. That's stupid. That's supposed to be, it's supposed to be some meta or something. You know what I mean? Like, hey, shut up. Shut up.
It is a neat game,
dude,
though.
And you wait for an hour and 59 minutes and then you lose power. You have a brownout.
Right.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed.
It is a neat game, though, because it's a VR game, but it's like a first-person shooter.
Yeah, it is.
And nothing moves until you do.
Yeah.
So, like, when people fire bullets at you, the bullets don't actually come at you until you move, so you can easily move out of the way of them. But also, your bullets don't move until you move.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the exact same game or a different, like, I don't know if there's more than one super hot, but my nephew loves that game, and I've watched him play, and it's pretty cool. Like, you basically got people coming at you.
Yeah.
And then you can shoot them or throw bottles at them or whatever. Some of them you can even punch. And then, but if they get to you or shoot you, obviously you lose. But
right.
It looked like a lot of fun. I have not actually tried it, even though I do own it. I have that on my PlayStation. But I guess I won't be seeing the end.
No, you won't. Even if you get there.
Neither will I.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break. I've got a couple more stories before we wrap up this week's Nerd Radio. So in the meantime, here's this. Insert production here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're a talking turtle.
And you're a human nerd. Now get it.
We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Run for your life.
Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio.
All right, we're back with more Nerd Radio and the promised Ryan Reynolds news.
No nudes?
That's just news.
Well, you're safe, James.
We want the nudes. We want the nudes. Okay, I want the nudes. I'm going to see the nudes. Show me the nudes.
It's James, Al Beck, and Chuck Bean joining you for another week in Nerd Radio. Make sure you're following us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Nerd Radio 101. And there is on Facebook a Nerd Radio unofficial fan page. So do a search out for that, and we can invite you to that, where we share some memes and some fun stuff.
It's technically unofficial, but I guess we know it's there and we're okay with it, so it could be official.
It could be, but it was started by the co-host of one of my other podcasts, Mr. Shawnee Constant, and he's like, I'll just put this up for people who like Nerd Radio.
Cool.
And there we go. So we're talking about Ryan Reynolds here. He recently, over the weekend, actually, over the San Diego Comic-Con weekend, put up a video that was supposed to be the Unsolved Mysteries intro, but it had a whole bunch of stuff from the Deadpool 1 movie, and said the reason the next Deadpool film is taking so long is they're still trying to figure out who leaked the original Deadpool movie. And that's funny because Ryan Reynolds is the one who leaked the original Deadpool movie. but also, Hugh Jackman, we were talking about the Emmys, was nominated for an Emmy for his work on HBO's Bad Education. And he was asked on E! How it felt to be nominated and if any of his friends and family had you know, sent him messages. And he said he talked to a lot of people but hadn't heard from his good friend Ryan Reynolds yet. Whether or not, you know, congratulations or anything like that. And then pulled up his phone and said, oh, well, no, you know, I do have some messages from Blake Lively, Ryan's Ryan's wife here.
Blake, and they were nude photos of Ryan?
They were not.
Oh.
No, he said, she texted him to say that Ryan was devastated and he says he's not getting out of bed for 3 days. And then... And then said, Blake, this is the greatest gift that you've ever given me.
You know, I've always wanted to hate Ryan Reynolds because he's just, he's handsome, you know. But damn it, the man's funny and he seems cool as hell.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I want to hate him, but you can't. He's just a lovable guy.
Yeah, I think he had a couple of movie roles that weren't so great either. It made it a little bit easier to hate him, but then he did a few rom-coms.
Oh, you mean like maybe Green Lantern?
I'm in the minor.
Rom-com? I thought that was a superhero action.
It was a rom-com for me because I saw Green Lantern come to life, and it was dreamy Ryan Reynolds.
Also, did you guys see that they're bringing G4 back?
I did see something about
that. The television video game channel, and the news, the big news to me at least about them bringing G4 back is that Xavier Woods. Of WWE, the New Day. He wants to be on G4. He's got a online campaign he's running to
interesting.
I hope he gets it. If there's anybody in the world that I think should be some sort of a host of some sort of piece of content on the new G4,
right?
It is definitely Xavier Woods. He's so dedicated to games. He loves it. Like, that's almost ingrained to him more than like professional wrestling is. And if he gets something on there, I can tell you right now, I would definitely tune in to watch it just to combine my fandom of gaming and video games as well as wrestling. To me, it's the ultimate package if he's got some sort of a feature there with the new G4 network.
It would be really cool if he could take what he does on YouTube with Up, Up, Down, Down and just move it to G4. Because he has
exactly.
Because he does so many. It's like part of the fun of that show is him talking to other wrestlers and finding out about other wrestlers that are super into gaming, finding out like Kofi Kingston is a awful loser and an awful winner. Just a terrible, terrible trash talker. And even Olivia Munn has tweeted out that she's willing to be his campaign manager as he put out a video with a hashtag Creed4G4. So if you want to help out Xavier Woods, whose real name is Austin Creed, then hashtag Creed, the number four, G, Creed4G4. Get in on it. All right, I got one more thing to share with you guys that this is actually a conversation I had with Amy last night. And midway through the conversation, I was like, you know what? I have to bring this up. I have to talk to James and Al specifically about this.
All right.
She shared this meme with me where in the picture, there's a woman and she says something and then the guy turns around and makes his face like, why would you say that?
Sure.
And the thing that she says in this meme is that Wolverine and Deadpool can't be circumcised because of their regeneration abilities.
Interesting. I never considered that before.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Because wouldn't Wolverine, did he always have the healing ability before? Because I'm trying to think. I thought he got some of his stuff during the experiments, like the Weapon X experiment.
He got his, I'm glad you brought this up because this led to a conversation that I had with Amy.
I think if Wolverine was circumcised at birth, if he didn't have those powers, he's still going to be circumcised.
He already always had the healing factor, correct?
Yeah. Wolverine got the metal skeleton through the experiments.
So that's all that was transmitted then. So he's always had the ability to regenerate.
His mutant ability to regenerate has always been a part of him. Much like the claws they discovered in the comics have always been, you know, they were bone before they were metal. However, Deadpool was subject to experimentation, no matter where you're bringing it from later in life. So, yeah, that was the first thing I thought is that, well, technically they're mutants. So and mutants typically manifest in their teens. So if you circumcise them when they're younger, then they would have been circumcised. However, going back to the regeneration properties, I'm sure both Wolverine and Deadpool have taken significant damage to the junk.
Right.
So when that thing regenerates, I don't think it regenerates circumcised.
I don't know. With you. And you know what? Look at all the scars all over Deadpool's body. Those don't clear up.
Right.
So maybe whatever he came to the party with stays the way it was. Now, the next question is, if he wasn't circumcised,
yeah,
could an antimantium claw circumcise him for good?
Probably not.
I'm sure Wolverine would love to try.
But I was very proud of Amy because she sent me that thing and I was like, that's so wrong. And then she texted me and said she thought maybe I was going to say they probably revert back to their adult forms if they got circumcised as a child. So they would probably be fine as their mutant adult selves. And I was like, I'm proud of you for knowing that much about Wolverine.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting. It led to an entire conversation, which ended with her saying, you know, that's the kind of thing that Deadpool would probably do, right? Like Deadpool would think of this and be like, Wolverine, let's stab each other in the nuts and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll
gentleman's duel.
I'll cut your wiener off and you cut mine off and then let's see.
Oh, well, that's...
So if Ryan Reynolds is listening to this specific episode... That's something that you can include in Deadpool 3.
It's going to make for a weird director's cut.
I think Ryan Reynolds, if he's listening to this episode, he needs to call us and let us know his take on this situation.
Is true.
Deadpool circumcised?
Yes.
We got to know.
Yeah, and James wants pictures.
I want photographic
he
evidence.
He does.
Okay, it's you're true. Not blowing any smoke up my ass. I want to see the truth in my own two eyes.
James, you can confirm too. You're not going to just share those pictures with TMZ or anything. Those are for you.
I'm not sharing those pictures with anybody.
No.
Right. And but if Ryan Reynolds denies us, we'll get a hold of Hugh Jackman.
You think Hugh Jackman has those pictures?
I think he does.
Maybe I can just buy the pictures off Hugh Jackman. I wonder what the cost would be.
Just tell Hugh money is no object, Hugh. What do I need to pay you? All right, well, that's all I've got as far as our news stories for Nerd Radio. Thank you, James, for joining us over the phone. I hope that your Poison Ivy clears up and we can see you in person next week.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be back by next week, too. I'm on the mend. You know, I'm healing up. I'm bursting blisters and drying them up with calamine lotion and washing with Dawn soap, like those little duckies you see in all those oil spill commercials.
Right.
So, hopefully you'll be back normal soon.
Yeah, and I appreciate you not coming in and possibly giving us Poison Ivy as well. Would you?
Yeah, I'd be like, come on, guys. Want a bump forearm?
Well, there is usually a Nerd Radio group hug, so.
At our post show hug, so yeah. Thank goodness we don't have to worry about getting Poison Ivy from that. And now you're not here to stop me from grabbing Al's butt when we do that.
Oh, I would never stop you anyways. Feel free to grab his butt.
Oh, well, I always just, I didn't do it because, you know, I didn't want you to get jealous. So I was just grabbing your butt during the hug.
Oh, now I know how to feel about that. I guess I appreciate you for protecting my jealousy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks once again to everybody joining us on Twitch. And thank you for downloading the podcast. Make sure you rate and review us wherever you're getting your podcast. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family that you enjoy some Nerd Radio. And hopefully they can too. And we will talk to you guys next week for some more Nerd Radio.
Send us Ryan Reynolds.
Send us Ryan Reynolds. Specifically, not in a box, not like that movie. What was that movie he was in where he was in the coffin?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't. I remember watching it.
Well, now he's not going to show up because we can't remember his goddamn movie. Way to go, Chuck. You blew it.
Damn it.
Cut that part out of the podcast, Chuck. Cut it out.
That's not. As it goes to the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
I would like to say for the record that I remembered to start the recording and all today. Like I've been doing all by myself. I did the SD card.
I'm so proud. Sound like a little kid. I did it all by myself.
I did it by myself. I don't see
it. I went potty in the big boy poo-poo toilet.
He did it all by himself.
Oh, I am getting close to needing a potty break, so let's do this.
Okay, okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.